It's Friday, the 26th of July, and it's a much fresher morning. Mixed skies, blue and white, but a very, very much fresher and cooler breeze this morning. Not saying it's unpleasant, but I really don't want to lose all the heat that was in the earth that was built up. So I really like to get another 2 or 3 days run of sunshine. That's my request anyway. Yeah. Actually, yesterday wasn't too bad because it was very pleasant and warm. But as I said, if the temperatures are not allowed to build up again, we'll lose it all. And don't want to lose it yet. That's not the end of summer yet, please God. But as I said, it's much fresher this morning. Crows are on the go. It's Friday, the end of the working week for those who have a working week. Just getting through the day, I suppose. I never ever had that in my life. I never ever had Friday as the end of the week. And yet, for some mad reason, I still class it as the end of the week. And I don't know why. It's just one of those mental things. I worked 7 days a week when I was younger. In fact, even when I was getting older sometimes, I worked 7 days a week. So never really had Fridays. I wouldn't say I've never experienced a Friday, but because I've experienced the day when you are striking off work. In other words, if Saturday was your last day, or you had worked the weekend, and so you were getting days in lieu, so maybe you took Monday and Tuesday or something off, and so Sunday was the end of your working week. But for some reason or other, it's always been Friday with me. Not that it makes any difference. I mean, why am I even rambling about Fridays? It's just a day, isn't it? I think I need another coffee, to be perfectly honest. I'm standing here and I'm just waffling, blethering, rambling, gabbing. What was Adrian's one? Canton. Yeah. I'm canton. At least I know my mouth's working. I'm going to have a busy day. Dive away in about half an hour to do something, get back, do something else. And before I know it, it will be 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And then, if the weather forecast is good for tomorrow, I'll probably have to get all the stuff down from the attic and pack the car again for a car boot. Oh, well. It's all for a good cause. Having said that, if I remember correctly, tomorrow is one of my daughter's monthly craft fair events through Glasgow. Yeah, it will be. So maybe it won't be a car boot. Maybe it'll be a 5 o'clock rise to drive into Glasgow, and that negates the car boot, unfortunately. So I don't know. We'll see. That will be decided by the great one indoors. And another week bites the dust, literally. Spoke about time flying by. Yeah, it does. I remember saying on Tuesday was a week since I'd made peace with my mum. And that they would pop in to see her. I haven't popped in to see her yet. And this is Friday. I'm going to have a busy day today, so the weekend will be probably stitched up. So that means it's a good chance it's going to be 2 weeks before I get to see her. Time. Slow down a wee bit, will you? Give me a chance to catch my breath. Give me a chance to get things sorted and do the things that I need to do. Give me a chance to think clearly. Give me a chance to sort all those wee note cards out on my desk. I think I've got about enough now to play full city. The cards, 52. And the Jake gets the last word. Or maybe it's a dog. No, it's going to be me. Damn it. You ain't going to jump in here. Birdsong. That's what I need to finish off with. Ain't any. The sun pops out again. See, spirits lifted in an instant. I best got on though.